Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, hey, Kathy, that lady who lives in your part of the state, she wrote in again about the haunted farm.
I love the farm lady.
I know. We're going to hear more from her in just a minute.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you like ad-free versions of the show, you can get them. You can also get advanced episodes, access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free there. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. It sounds like this is just that haunted kind of area.
You know, it is.
This is her third letter that she's written in. And this is the lady who wrote in. Because this farmland is near where the Bloody Bender family lived. So Kathy and I have been so obsessed by it that you were at my house, was it last weekend before you took your trip? She's at my house and we're going to go out for brunch. I was getting ready and Kathy's like, Carol, get in here. I'm watching this hauntings of the Old West story
it
or something.
Hauntings, it was serial killers of the Old West.
Oh, it was serial killers of the Old West.
Yeah, who doesn't want to watch that show?
That's what it was.
I love that shit.
Serial killers of the Old West. You can say shit on this show. I do all the time. It's a teacher in you. It's like, oh my God, I just said that.
Oh.
So then there was the Bloody Benders on that. So I'm getting ready. Carol, the Bloody Benders are on the serial killers of the Old West right now. Get in here.
But they didn't really give us anything we didn't already know.
Yeah, we knew everything. We've taken the deep dive.
We want more.
We like those little nuggets.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll watch the whole segment just for another nugget to add to my knowledge.
Yeah. The one thing I do think was they showed a picture of the younger girl, and she was really stunningly beautiful. That I didn't
realize. It was funny because the younger Bender daughter, no, she was married to the son, right?
I believe that's correct.
In one picture, she was beautiful. In another picture, she wasn't so beautiful.
That's true. So I don't know whether they even, were these pictures even real, either one of them?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to do more research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because one picture, she was like, oh, she was attractive. And then the other picture was, I thought she was attractive. And I don't mean to be judgy, but after, I am being judgy because dang it, they killed people. We can judge those people.
Well, and then one picture they showed, though, she just didn't look like somebody that, and she looked like a nice, young, little, like, maybe school marm.
Very school marmy.
You know? Like, yeah. Like, it's super innocent looking in the picture. That's why I was so surprised when I saw it. I don't know what I was expecting.
But the travelers would be wooed by her. And look, she's adorable and innocent and beautiful and all those things. And next thing you know,
she cuts their throat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the story. She says, hello again. I wanted to add one more to the haunted farm and then move on to other experiences I've had. So this will be we have the haunted farm one, the haunted farm two. So I'll just call this one the haunted farm three.
Okay.
We moved to the farm in 2010 and we were the only people to have lived on the property for at least 50 years. I wanted to tell you about the night in, I believe, around 2013 in August. The owner of the farm had sold some old equipment and the guy came to pick it up. It was an old hay trailer that had seen better days. As my husband drug it up from the back pasture, the wheels locked up. He and the guy spent hours trying to get it to move and it was getting dark. The guy went back home to get a trailer to haul it home. Once he got back, it was close to 11. He brought help, so the four of us finally got it loaded and started chaining it down. Suddenly, there was a cool breeze and a darker-than-dark shadow passed between the barns. If that wasn't enough, there were several bark and growl noises coming from the woods and what sounded like a woman screeching. And that could almost be an animal. Because I know when I found my kitten, when Rizzo was a kitten and really little, and I found her, like, she didn't even weigh 1 pound. Mm-hmm. And Buddy and I were walking and I heard this noise and I'm like, I don't know if it's a bird or a human or an animal. Mm-hmm. Like it was such a weird, and it was this little bitty, not even 1 pound kitten making that noise.
Yeah.
So maybe that could be what the woman screeching was. So the guy's helper goes, shit, I told you this was the friggin' haunted place, and jumped into the truck and proceeded to lock the doors.
Oh, wow.
The guy turns to us and says, "You all live out here with no close neighbors. You guys are batshit crazy." He drove out of the place so fast and he wouldn't get out to open the gate. We had to run ahead of him or he'd probably have driven right through it. There was another time when we moved off the property and were staying at the main farm. We got a call late one night from the boss. Someone had called him that there were cows out between the Finley farm and the Silo farm. That was the farm about a mile away from the Finley farm. These two were almost connected, except a road ran between them. We drove around for almost an hour, never saw any cows or any trace they had been out. The next day, we rode the fence lines looking for breaks and counting cows. All were present. About 2 weeks later, another late night call and zero luck finding any cows. This went on for about a year, probably twice a month. One night we get the call, and I remember my husband saying, "There isn't any cows on Finley Farm." My boss made us go look anyway. As we were driving around, a sheriff's deputy stopped us, and he said he saw about a dozen cows walking the ditch between the two farms. We thanked him and headed off to find the moos. The cows, I guess she calls mm-hmm. them the moos. I said to drive through the alfalfa field and go in the back way toward the Silo farm. As we were driving, we spotted the cows headed towards us at a pretty good pace. They were on the opposite side of the pond and headed towards Finley. As we backtracked to head them off, thinking they belonged on the Silo since no cows were on Finley at the time, we came around the bend to see them fully. They made no sounds and looked straight ahead as they walked through the trees and fences, even though it looked like their feet weren't on the ground. The night was silent and still. We didn't hear any frogs or bugs. Now that is weird. Mm-hmm. In the middle of Kansas, you always heard some. A cold shiver ran through me and every hair stood upright. We sat there in the truck watching them for a good 2 or 3 minutes as they made their way to wherever they were walking in an almost straight line for the Finley Farms barn. My husband goes, "I sure the hell ain't drunk. That's some voodoo witchcraft shit there." I say.
Wait a minute. Okay. I want my chance to say that line.
Okay, go ahead.
"I sure as hell ain't drunk. That's some voodoo witchcraft shit there." Okay. That was better. Okay.
And then I thought
that's a classic line.
And then she says, I say, "Fuck this. Let's say we didn't see anything and head home."
Okay. Nothing is ever going to top that little conversation. Oh,
one more time. I got to repeat this whole thing. My husband goes, "I sure the hell ain't drunk."
That's some witchcraft voodoo shit there.
And then I say, "Fuck this. Let's say we didn't see anything and head home."
I feel like I'm in a bad play.
We told the boss we didn't find them. Really, who the hell would have believed us anyway?
Okay.
Oh, that makes me laugh.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Some voodoo witchcraft shit right there.
I am totally going to...
tears in my eyes. I'm
going to steal that line. I'm going to use that line a lot.
Next time you're in your house and you see that random picture turned around, just say to yourself, "That's some voodoo witchcraft shit going on right there. Oh my God, I like her husband. That was the only time we saw them, even though the late night calls continued until I left the farm in 2016, usually once a month. When we got the call after that night, we would drive out and never go close to the farms, just drive around the mile section close to the main farm a few times and just go back. I have lots of pictures of the farm and farmhouse. Sad the house was torn down, but I believe it's the land, not the house, that's haunted. I did ask my ex-husband, since he still lives in Cherryvale, down the street from Kathy.
Oh my gosh, I could probably meet him.
So she asked if he's driven by there. He said one night they were fishing in a few farm ponds, when he swore he saw house lights where the house stood, one single light where the second story would have been.
Oh.
So there was no house there. There's no house there. He just saw lights.
Yeah, and the light was up high.
That could be some UFO voodoo witchcraft shit. So he said, Oh, she said, I would have passed it off, but another friend was with him and his son as well, and all three saw the light. Next time I go that way, I want to drive by the old farm and see if it still feels the same as it did or if it's changed since it's been sold and changed owners. Thanks again. I'll write again about other things I've seen and felt in other places and houses I've lived in. Even my current house has some activity.
I love these stories. I really do. Okay. Have you ever heard of a phantom cattle herd?
No, I have not.
I mean, there are phantom animals that people have seen, especially like dogs or...
But I've heard of trains. Like, yeah, I was talking to this guy from the Octagon Hall Museum. He was saying that people report seeing this train on fire. And there was a train on fire at one point, but there's no train that even goes on those tracks now.
And people see it.
Mm-hmm. So if you can see a train, you could see...
Well, and this thing... Lots of people were seeing it because they were calling all the time.
Yeah.
The sheriff's person, and right?
That's the thing that you have to go get those cows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You can't just let cows out.
That is just crazy. That is some voodoo witchcraft shit going on there.
That was good.
Here's another story. I have a few stories, but had rationalized them all away by this point. But listening to your show has made me revisit some of these instances, especially the one regarding the mystery shadow I saw in New Orleans. I was about 8 and with my parents on a trip to New Orleans. It was our last night there. And if memory serves me correctly, our lodgings were either directly next to or one door down from the Voodoo Museum. That's some voodoo witchcraft shit right there. We have one story about that says that, and the next story just happens to mention that. And that was not planned. There's some voodoo witchcraft shit going on in that museum, I'm telling you. And we had gone to visit one of the grave sites of voodoo priestess Mary Laveau. What the heck? Not sure if this has anything to do with anything, but at the time I subconsciously attributed what I saw in our room that night to these things. What I saw in our room before I went to sleep that night was the shadow of a male on the wall above the mantle. It looked like it was wearing a cape. Now, I'm remembering from the perspective of an 8-year-old, so I recognize that there could have been a reasonable explanation for the existence of the shadow, but it just didn't make any sense to me. It must have been there for about 20 minutes. I would turn away, then look back over, and it would still be there. I just figured if it was the shadow of a human coming from the window somehow, it would have at least shifted at some point. The reason it stood out to me is because I couldn't figure out what the model of it could have been. I didn't see anyone standing outside, and my parents were in bed next to mine, so it just didn't make any sense to me. I wasn't scared or anything, and after not being able to figure out the mystery, I just went to sleep. I didn't bother to tell my parents because although I did believe in ghosts as a kid, the idea of shadow people was not anything I had a concept of.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The reason I feel compelled to share this is because after listening to your show for so long, it's become clear that many of these shadow people stories speak of beings that are blacker than black. I don't recall this being the case with the one I saw. The only thing I remember sticking out to me is not being able to figure out who could be creating the shadow and why it was not moving. Other than that, I only recall it seeming like the regular shadow of the top part of a man who perhaps had on a cape, given that I didn't see any slivers of light where arms would or should have been. What do you think? I think I've heard one other listener speak of a weird regular black shadow. Do any others have similar stories? Love the show. Thanks for potentially sharing my story. We'll write again, even if you don't. Cheers. So I think we get these stories all the time about
let's just say it, New Orleans.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else to say. Of course, this would happen there. I mean, it's so haunted.
But the whole blacker than black thing, the one that I saw in the last house I lived in, it was this black, but it was more like a shadow. It wasn't not blacker than black. It was like I could have maybe, it was more, I don't know how to describe it. It wasn't blacker than black though. Mm-hmm. But it definitely, it was tall and like, I'm assuming a man because it was over 6 feet tall, just walked past the bathroom. So I think it could be different variations of dark.
I do
too. It doesn't have to be blacker than black. But, you know, too, as a debunker, maybe you could say it was something else causing the shadow, not a person at all. It was the way the bottle of water was sitting next to the lamp that created this weird shadow thing. I don't know. I'm making shit up. But
well, and I could definitely agree with that, that, you know, you can have these shadow things happen and then we could see, you know, a monster or something else. But, you know, to her point, she said, I just kept looking for that mm-hmm. around the room. She was trying to debunk it as she laid in bed, looking at the window. Is there somebody standing there looking here? And, you know, it has to be something in front of the light. Nothing else is going to cast a shadow.
Right.
So if there's nothing in front of the way the light is cast in the room, you've got an issue.
And as a kid, your concept of a ghost is not that, because I didn't hear shadow people for the longest time.
I agree.
So I had no idea what that meant.
Uh-huh. But she also knew it was something weird.
Mm-hmm. She got a weird feeling from mm-hmm. it. And still remembers that to this day.
Yeah.
That's how it stuck with her.
And she went to the Voodoo Museum.
Some voodoo witchcraft shit right there.
Yeah.
If you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcast.com and try it for 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.